Senate colleagues this week honored Maryland's Barbara Mikulski for becoming the longest-serving woman in Congress. This is Don Rush. The feisty Democrat has served on Capitol Hill since 1976, first in the House and then ascending to the Senate in 1986. As Mikulski looked around at her colleagues, she demurred that she had not started out looking to be a historic figure.
When I was growing up, it was about service. For me, it's not how long I serve. It's not about history. For me, history books were Jane Addams and Abigail Adams and powdered wigs. And I just welcome a day where I have time to even powder my nose, let alone powder my wig. But the fact was that what I wanted to grow up was to be of service.
Perhaps Mikulski's most significant accomplishment in recent years was the passage of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act through the Senate, and she stood next to the president when he signed it into law. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein noted that after the act became law, Mikulski called on Americans to get to work to end pay inequity for women.
In a manner that best captures Barb's candor, she said, and I quote, "Women of America, square your shoulders, put on your lipstick, suit up, and let's close that wage gap once and for all," end quote. To me, that's classic Barbara Mikulski.
There have been other accomplishments, including the establishment of the Office of Women's Health at the National Institutes of Health. The Maryland Democrat has tirelessly pushed for women's access to preventive care, ranging from mammograms to requiring insurance companies to cover health conditions specific to women. On the Republican side of the aisle, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson recalled the fight over mammograms.
"The biggest eruption in the United States since was Barbara Mikulski saying, 'Are you kidding? I will not let this go by me in the United States Senate. We are not going to say that a woman who is 40 or under is not going to be eligible for insurance coverage for a mammogram. Not going to happen.'"
She is considered the dean of the 17 women who now serve in the upper chamber. But when Mikulski first arrived in the Senate in the mid-1980s, there was only one other woman senator, Republican Nancy Kassenbaum of Kansas. Mikulski became the first woman Democrat to be elected to the U.S. Senate in her own right. Senator Barbara Boxer recalled that she was encouraged to run for the U.S. Senate by Mikulski, but women running for political office, she was warned, was not for the faint of heart. And recalling many Mikulski quips, Boxer remembers the Maryland Democrat being asked about what it was like to run for office as a woman in the United States.
"In an election, if you're married, you're neglecting him. If you're single, you couldn't get him. If you're divorced, you couldn't keep him. And if you're widowed, you killed him."
For the women of the Senate, Mikulski helped organize dinners where they could talk about their differences as well as other common interests. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts described the Maryland Democrat as someone who brought people together.
"Some of the women in the Senate, some of her colleagues, call her Dean. Others call her Coach Barb. But no matter what they call her, she has brought them together in this bipartisan sisterhood, as we just heard from the senator from Texas. She holds workshops, serves as a mentor to all newcomers, organizes regular monthly dinners. Now, they don't always agree on everything, but the dinners are what some of them have called a zone of civility, which is something that the Senate could use a little more of these days. And again, it's Barbara Mikulski's example that helps point in that direction."
On hand for the occasion were Governor Martin O'Malley and former Senator Paul Sarbanes. Sarbanes' successor, Ben Cardin, thanked Mikulski for efforts on behalf of Marylanders and the nation.
"Whether she is with presidents or kings or the patrons at Jimmy's Restaurant in Fells Point, you get the same common sense, the same down-to-earth person you get Senator Barb."
And Senator Barbara Boxer added that Mikulski gave a voice to the voiceless.
"Whenever and wherever people without a voice need a champion with a keen mind, a sharp wit, and an unparalleled ability to speak from the heart and get things done, Barbara Mikulski is there."
For Mikulski, this moment, she said, was really not about her, but about the people she served.
"Though I've now served in the Senate 12,892 days, I will never forget them. And every morning I'm saying in my heart, good morning, can I help you?
Bravo.
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.